the last 20 years they've highlighted the coastal erosion issue along the coast in West Sligo in particular. And it's all down to funding. Up to a number of years ago, we used to get an allocation, Sligo County Council, that was, and it was 75% funded by the department and 25% funded by the local authority. And that didn't change when the Green Agenda came in. And the whole emphasis then was not on coastal erosion, but on floods. And any money that was available was going to the cities. And for coastal erosion, places like West Sligo have been totally neglected on various coastal erosion over the last 20 years. And I can point you to a road from Easky Castle, a lovely scenic walk down there. That road, one of the best surfing areas in the country. And if coastal erosion work's not done there in the next 5 or 6 years, that road will be eroded. The same can be said with roads in the Rathlee area. And at Finnett, there's work needed badly there also. And then back and come all the way into this road. I'm not even talking about land that's been gone in the Scrone, and the sand dunes and other areas along in the Scrone beach are being threatened because of coastal erosion. And there is no money or there's no plan at this moment in time to do anything to save any of these infrastructures.
Yeah, you mentioned that area of Easky, and that's something really that has been highlighted in relation to coastal erosion, is that the areas that are very popular with the likes of, you know, we know the likes of Easky are very, you mentioned the tourism and the surfing in particular is really what attracts a lot of people not from the area to the likes of Easky. And it'd be an awful shame and it would be a disaster really to see those things kind of go away.
Well, we're like other, I've seen it on television recently, other areas in the country that are on the same threat. And all we get at the best is a consultant's report, and that's the classic way of getting funding, because the consultant report will bury the whole thing, as they have on numerous projects in this county and beyond over the years. A costly exercise, but it gets ministers and it gets senior civil servants off the hook, and at the end of the day, nothing has been done, no funding is available, no plan in place, and you know you. At times, disillusioned with that whole issue of coastal erosion, but we have land flooded every year. We have rivers blocked, and then compound everything else. You can't look at a river now without having the fisheries all over you, and it's at times demoralising. When you're dealing with these kind of issues in my area, West Sligo, but all we can do is fight on, highlight the case, and hopefully, sooner or later, common sense will prevail and money will be made available for these important issues.